بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Martyrdom has a long history among Muslim clerics. This is the speech of the leader of the Islamic Ummah on January 13, 2020, by Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with the officials of the Martyrs Who Were Clerics Commemoration Congress. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master, Muhammad, and upon his pure progeny, commemorating the religious scholars and clerics who entered into the field of jihad and who ultimately achieved the blessing of martyrdom is a very good course of action. This is important because Muslim clerics have always invited people to do good. If those who are inviting to good take a leading role in doing good themselves, it will be more effective. Invite people to do good with means other than your tongues. Our martyrs, religious scholars, were individuals who invited people to do good both with their tongues and with their actions.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
During the sacred defense, I saw many young Muslim clerics who were wearing a military uniform and a turban on their heads. They were in the midst of the military troops explaining religious rules for the young people who were engaged in jihad and carrying out their duties as clerics. But they were not satisfied with just doing these things. I saw them from up close and knew them. They themselves stood in the front lines of the war, and large number of them were martyred. Well, martyrdom is not a new phenomenon for Muslim clerics. In our books in the seminary, we have two books by two martyrs, the first martyr and the second martyr. The first martyr, or Shahid al-Awwal, Sheikh Shamsuddin Muhammad ibn Makki ibn Ahmad Amili Nabati Jazini. And the second martyr, al-Shahid al-Thani, Sheikh Zainuddin ibn Ali ibn Ahmad Amili Juba'i. 2 or 3 years after beginning their studies, our students in the seminaries read the book, a commentary on Lum'ah. Lum'ah was written by the first martyr, and the commentary was written by the second martyr. They were two prominent martyrs and two stars in the world of Muslim clerics in terms of their scholarly status. Throughout the thousand-year history of Shia's jurisprudence, these personages were outstanding, both the first martyr and the second martyr. We have a third martyr as well. That is Muhammad Taqi Barghani.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.